Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. For Captain Povey, every day in his office is a new challenge and a fresh problem. For him, every directive from Whitehall is like a crossword or a jigsaw puzzle, and he can't solve those either. But today he's in his element, which is the room next door to his office. He's busy interviewing new recruits to the Royal Navy. He's working on the theory that the more sailors he has in his command, the better are the chances that he'll keep his command. A theory that is probably doomed to failure, but let's see how he's getting on.
Well now, Mr. Hoskins, naturally we very much appreciate your response to our call for recruits. Not many people realize that the Royal Navy is too desperately short of men. It's a grand life, and so worthwhile. Now, according to your papers, you are exactly the sort of man we need. But tell me, what made you decide to volunteer? Patriotism? The desire to serve the flag? The chance to see the world? Or was it something else?
Oh, yes. Oh, the trip down to Labour said I'd run out of a national health benefit, didn't he? So joining your mob is better than working, isn't it?
Next.
I mean, then?
You're out. Next.
Well, I hope your ruddy boat sinks. And your plastic duck.
Charlie.
Excuse me, sir. I've got...
Yeah, a hell of a cold, yes, I can hear. Just keep away from me.
With pleasure, sir. I was about to say that outside...
Yes, all right. Wheel him in. This way, lad. Head up. Left, right, left, right. Bags of pride. Left, right, left, right. Halt.
Hovey, you twit. I'm not a blasted recruit, I'm the Admiral.
My apologies, sir.
I did try to tell you, sir.
Never mind chatting and coughing amongst yourselves. Nice hand at ease, Povey.
Please do, sir. Help us.
Thanks very much. As I understand it, you've been signing on dozens and dozens of ratings.
Yes, sir.
Povey, you great Navy blue nana. You got it all wrong as usual, haven't you? You're not supposed to be recruiting ratings. You're supposed to be selecting potential officers from the lower deck. Come in.
Excuse me, button in, gentlemen. My application, Captain Povey, sir. Good morning, Admiral. 2 minutes to cocktail time, sir. May I have the pleasure of offering you a swig out of my flask?
Bertie, what on earth do you think you're doing?
He's giving me a swig out of his hip flask. So mind your own business, Povey, and shut your cake hole.
Yes, sir.
Cheers.
Bon luck, sir. And Harry Superior Health, sir.
Pertwee, you aren't seriously asking to be considered for promotion, are you? Well, then it's a joke, isn't it? Oh, yes. Very amusing. There's one of your best. Off you go.
It is not a joke, sir.
It's not?
No. Sir.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it. Now, this is the sort of man we need, Povey. Bags of initiative.
Initiative?
Any man who carries a hip flask that I'm about, Povey, has initiative. Transfer him to my flagship, and I'll soon see if he's officer material.
Bum. Transfer to the flagship?
Well, there's more to one of these flat hats than carrying a hip flask, you know. We'll have to see how you shape up nautically. You'll carry out your duties as a CPO, but you'll live with the officers just to see how you get on in the wardroom.
Hang on, wait a minute. Look here. I thought as Lieutenant Commander Murray is now captain, you could bung Mr. Phillips up as number one, and I could be Sub-Lieutenant Pertwee, navigating officer.
I don't think so, Chief. I really don't think so. Get your things moved to the flagship. It will be interesting to see how the others get on aboard Troutbridge without you. Won't it?
Warped. Horribly twisted, mixed up, and warped. That's what you are, sir.
Yes, now let's see. Nearly there now. Just a few more yards along the sea. And we turn left.
Mr. Phillips, how can you possibly know?
one lump of sea looks so like another.
Not to a trained navigating officer, Commander Murray, sir. Steady as you are, helmsman.
Steady as Arthur.
I'll tell you where the turning is.
I know what it is. You're going to sail down this blue bit and turn left when you come to that grey bit.
Oh, no, I'm not. No. My navigation is based on a split-second scientific calculation.
Well, if it is, it'll be the first time ever.
Oh, well, if that's the attitude, you steer the beastly thing.
No, no, I'm just fascinated. Go on.
No, I'd rather not.
Oh, please.
Oh, very well. Now, steady at that. Nearly there.
Mr. Phillips, I've got to know. How can you tell which is the bit of sea you're looking for?
Well, if you must know, sir, we're heading for the Nab Tower Lighthouse.
Yeah, that has been worrying me a little. Go on.
Yeah, all I have to do is extend my right arm as far as it will go in front of me. Oh, sorry, that's my left arm. My right arm. I stick my thumb up straight, and then when the tower looks the same height as my thumb, we turn left.
Isn't science a wonderful thing?
Of course, it wouldn't work for you, sir.
Why not?
Your thumb is bigger than mine.
I just wasn't thinking.
Ah, and this is it, helmsman. Now, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir. And I still don't understand why I'm not getting extra for this job. Every time I bring up the subject of my promotion, everybody suddenly gets busy, looks the other way, starts whistling, or opposite.
The matter is under consideration, Goldstein.
Leading Seaman Goldstein, if you don't mind, sir.
Shut up! Get on with your navigating.
What? Oh, lummy. Yeah, stop engines. And park tidily. A ship on station, sir. Roughly.
That's my boy. Adrift as usual.
Now, that's not fair. I mean, it's hardly my fault if the other ships in the exercise haven't found the right place, is it?
Perhaps somebody soared 3 feet off the top of the Nab Tower and you turned left too early.
Or you've got a bit of sticky plaster on your thumb and we turned too late.
I'm telling you, we turned at the right place. And the fact that we can't see any other ships merely proves that the rest of the home fleet is wrong.
Including the flagship?
Ah, well, there you are. Yes, of course. It's all Pertwee's fault. He's steering the flagship, and without my navigation instructions, he's lost.
Well, one of us is, and I know who my money's on.
Well, that's it, then. That's it. That's just it. I'm really finished now. First one, and then the other. Insults. Nothing but insults. I'm not slaving over a hot sextant to be laughed at. Any other out. I demand respect for my rank. I mean, it's not as if I passed my navigation exams the first time. I had to sit for them 3 times before I got through. So I'm not just a flash in the pan, you know. However, if you two think you know better, you just carry on. You find the rest of the fleet if you're so clever. See if I care. I'll go down to the wardroom and I'll read my comic. Only don't expect me,
sir. Mr. Phillips.
Well?
Flagship approaching on the port bow.
Port? Port? Now, which side is... Damn it, so she is.
Just a minute. The flagship's signaling to us. Message reads, Admiral to C.O. Troutbridge, where the hell have you been? We've searched half the blasted ocean looking for you.
There, what did I tell you? They were lost.
Never admits defeat, does he?
Oh, hang on, sir, there's a P.S. It reads, stop still for pity's sake. I'm coming aboard and mine's a large gin.
I say, fancy the Admiral bothering to come aboard. I don't think I feel very well.
Oh, yes, you do. Now, quick, get below the pair of you. Tidy the place up, especially the wardroom and my cabin.
Oh, I shouldn't bother, sir. You know the Admiral. Once you stick booze in his hand, he never notices anything else.
He may not, but he might bring Pertwee with him, and I don't want our absent friend inspecting the ship and going, she's not nothing like she was when Ames aboard.
Yes, you're probably right. Excuse me, Padre. Would you mind standing up while I fluff out the cushions?
Mr. Phillips, in the last 4 minutes, I have sat in 5 chairs and you fluffed out my cushions 5 times. You just won't let me settle.
Well, it's your fault, Padre. If you didn't keep sitting down, I wouldn't have to keep fluffing out the 2 large dents.
I beg yours.
All right, then. 2 small dents.
This way, gentlemen, please. All ready to receive the Admiral, Mr. Phillips?
Aye, aye, sir. Is the Chief with him?
Oh, yes, he certainly is.
Gosh, I am looking forward to seeing him again.
I think you'll find, Mr. Phillips, that our Prince Charming has turned into one of the ugly sisters and is having a ball.
This way, Your Admiralship. Off you, sir. You've been a slightly higher rank than I am. I think you're entitled to op it through the door, old sir.
Thank you, Pertwee. A real officer material, if ever I heard it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. One does one's modest, brilliant best. Over there, sir. Take a seat. No. One moment, sir. One moment. Pertwee will just sit in it for a moment for you, sir. Say, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. There we are, sir. One chair, complete with 2 nice little desks. Admiral for the sitting on. Duly prepared, sir.
Oh, at last.
Welcome unto us, Admiral. May I say how fortunate it is that you came to pass. And were able to enter unto us for a quick butcher's at our Shay Floating New. The arfules are...
Your pardon, you're the boss of his padre. But if you wouldn't mind, sir, the aid, that's me, sir, looks after the ad, that's him. Not the part, that's you.
Incidentally, Chief, I'd like to say how nice it is to have you aboard again. Things just haven't been the same without you.
So one has observed, Mr. Phillips. There's dust on the dining table, filth on the furbishing, pollution on the porto, smuts on the sofa, an oddness on your ornaments.
Nasty. Well, I did fluff up the cushions.
Pertwee, how much longer is it going to be before I...
Oh, my apologies, your superior rankship, sir. Well, Mr. Phillips, trots off to get you a large one. Perhaps you care to top up with a quick nip from the yip.
About time, too. What I'd do on these ghastly occasions without a chap like you, I don't know.
One aims to please, sir. Whilst we're at it, do you care for a nut, sir? I've got a tinful of salted in me hat.
I hate to know where he keeps the crisps.
Chief, in case you didn't hear me, I was trying to say how nice it was to see you back on board.
Mr. Phillips, sir, if you wouldn't mind, his Admiralship is waiting for a snort for. So off you go, laughing at the double, sir. Purchase him a pint of pinker, sir. Otherwise, even I, in the exalted position, may not be able to save you, as they say when chatting amongst themselves in the aristocracy of the Admiralty. From coughing a right mouthful.
Oi, you, Phyllis, or whatever your blasted name is. Got diver's boots on or something? This blasted hip flask is empty.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. A pint of Pinker's coming up, sir, right away, sir.
Very sorry about the delay, Admiral. Bar service isn't like what it was when I was aboard, sir.
Yes, I agree with you, Pertwee. I'm not wasting any more time here. We'll get back to the flagship.
Yes, sir.
Oh, just get your hip flask refilled first for the journey back.
That won't be necessary, sir. I do have 2 hips.
Go down.
This way, Admiral, sir. Take the arm, sir. I'll shut the door, sir.
And to think that his promotion board comes up next Tuesday... And we have to attend as character witnesses.
I can hardly wait.
This whale, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips and Lieutenant Commander Murray Vale, the promotion board will soon be available. Just make yourselves comfortable, for the newspapers and magazines.
Well, thanks very much. How terribly a Mickervale.
Not a tail.
What an odd sort of sailor veil.
He comes from Maida Vale. No, you're absolutely right. This is no time for a laugh.
Who's laughing? Apart from you.
No, I merely meant that with Pertwee's future career hanging in the balance, we really can't put the boot in, can we?
Of course not, sir. It wouldn't be right, after all. The three of us did have good times in the past.
Mm, quite.
I mean, obviously, he's set on getting his promotion.
Yes, yes.
I think you'd agree that we'd be the last to stand in his way.
Yes.
I mean, nobody is more loyal to us than we are.
No. So which one of us is going to tell them about the woman from Havant?
Who wouldn't and didn't?
There you are, gentlemen. I've been waiting. I've paid the Admiral and CPO quite busy. We've been delayed, sir. We're starting without them. This way, sir. And now, I'd better introduce you to the President of the Board. Captain Titchwell, this is Commander Murray and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Told me. Where'd you find this pair, then? War surplus?
Oh, hardly, sir. These two aren't reduced offers, sir. They're just officers. Oh, Henry's made it funny.
Thank you. Right. You better meet the rest of the board. Now, this idiot is from security. Commander Weatherby or some such rot.
How do you do, sir?
I'm delighted to. If you were to ask me, I would say that was a particularly unfortunate and unnecessary criticism.
Lummy, what did that?
I'm afraid I did. My name is Captain Atchison. I must apologize for having a singularly vicious attack of gay people.
Take a pinch of snuff and blow yourself a bit.
How very kind. I do use an inhalant.
Take it from me, it's not working.
No, but whatever would he be like without it?
Disastrous! I'd be sneezing incessantly.
I mean, perhaps it would help. Perhaps it would help to get things started. If I was to ask. If I was to put the first question.
Please go ahead, sir.
It's too late. I've forgotten it.
No, I've not.
Now, as I see it, we're here to decide the matter of a promotion.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Captain Fishwold.
Who asked you?
I merely thought it was time I joined in the conversation, as I was tired of just standing here leaning against Mr. Phillips.
Oh, fair enough, then. Now then, Blondie.
Who?
You. The one nervously picking the fluff out of his pockets.
His name is Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, sir.
Now then, Phillips, tell the board why you want to become a Chief Petty Officer.
Well, as I see it, sir, it's a good life. You see the world, you work alongside decent chaps, the pay is good, and... Just a minute. I don't want to be a Chief Petty Officer. I'm a Sub-Lieutenant already.
Oh, really? Congratulations! It couldn't have happened to a nicer, a nicer, a nicer.
A nicer what?
A nicer chap! Oh, we're not stopping now. Try one more for luck.
He builds them for himself, doesn't he?
All the time. Right, that's settled then. The board confirms that Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is promoted to Chief Petty Officer.
Gosh, I can't tell you how grateful I am. I hardly dared hope that out of all the others, you'd select... Commander Murray, sir?
Yeah?
Hasn't something gone terribly wrong?
The world's gone balmy, I know it has. I just don't know what's going on.
Welcome to the club, sir.
Excuse me for interrupting, Captain Purvey.
Certainly, Renchason. What is it?
A signal from the Admiral, sir. It reads, don't blasted do any blasted thing until I blasted get blasted there unless you want your blasted head blasted off.
Did you think an Admiral would have a bigger vocabulary, wouldn't you?
If what he's got is anything to go by, I'd say it's just as well he hasn't.
That's right, yes. But where is he now?
I understand the flagship has just docked, sir, so I imagine he must be on his way to his...
Get away, Admiral, coming through! Oh, do get out of the way, can't you?
Ow! That hurt!
Serves you right. I'm an Admiral, so I don't walk round people, I walk through them or over them. Report to sick bay and tell the fools to charge it to me. Oi, where's this blasted boardroom?
In here, Admiral.
Oh, at last. Ah, oh, there you are, Povey.
Admiral, may I...
No, Povey, you may not. You'll have to wait. Scrub the board, the whole thing's off.
But they're already sitting, sir.
Then tell them to stand up again and float off out of it. Pertwee's had it. That reminds me, where is the fool?
I could be wrong, sir, but I think I can just see the end of his nose poking round the edge of the door.
On that size, I'm not surprised. Pertwee, in here.
I'd rather not, sir, if you don't mind, sir. Quite happy standing here in the draft.
In here, I said, and in here I meant.
Sir.
That's better. Now, has anything been decided by the board?
Yes, sir. I'm to be promoted to Chief Petty Officer.
Congratulations. Richly deserved, I'm sure.
Never mind about him, sir, but what's happening about Pertwee? Is he to be commissioned?
Over my dead body.
Lummy. Whatever have you done, Pertwee?
Well, sir, there was the slight matter of missing the fleet exercise. Because I couldn't find it.
You what?
Couldn't find it, sir. I mean, after serving Mr. Phillips all these years and receiving all his left hand down a bits and right hand up a bits, I'd had it when the flagship navigating officer gave me orders to steer green 390 and other various efficiencies.
Yes, of course. You name a bit of briny in the world, and we've seen it. Mind you, I could have forgiven that.
But the other... No, that was too much.
Patwin?
I'd rather not say it.
You may not want to say, but you're going to say, I promise you. He was drawing all the booze for his hip flask and the nuts for his hat on my account in my own blasted wardroom. And what annoys me is that I smiled at the fool and said cheers every time I had a swig of my own booze.
Yeah.
Well, I did sign per pro, sir.
Well, per pro is paying for it. Back to your ship, Chief Petty Officer Per Pro Twee, and start saving up.
Yes, it'll be a pleasure, Admiral, sir. I thought that half a crown a week over the next...
I thought 5 quid a week over the next even longer. Right, that's it. Board closed. They must be open by now. Who's going to buy me the first one?
You'd care for a quick nip out of me hip flask?
Well, come out of the rain, Chief. Come out of the rain.
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray and John Pertwee have been promoting The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was a sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO, John Pertwee was the chief Pertwee officer, and Commander Weatherby. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, Captain Atchison was Michael Bates, and Captain Titchell was played by Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson. ¶¶